From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Congressional Budget Office says 14 million people will lose their health insurance coverage next year if Congress approves a Republican plan to replace the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare. The nonpartisan CBO Monday released its long-awaited report on the cost of carrying out one of President Donald Trump's favorite campaign promises, and that's repealing and replacing Obamacare. It says if the Republican plan is adopted, 14 million people will be uninsured in 2018, with that number ballooning to 52 million by 2026. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer responded.
Head of CBO has confirmed what we Democrats have been saying all along.
But Health and Human Service Secretary Tom Price criticized the report.
I'm not sure how they're going to get to 14 million people uninsured, if that's what they say, with only 8 million people on the exchange. There are individuals, I guess, that they assume that are on Medicaid who aren't paying anything in the Medicaid system who are going to not take Medicaid system, take the Medicaid policy just because the mandate ended or something happened. It's just not believable.
Price also said the CBO did not take into consideration all of the pieces that would be part of the plan, including pending legislation to reform the insurance market. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway says she has no evidence to support President Donald Trump's claims that former President Barack Obama ordered the phones tapped at the Trump Tower Hotel in New York. In an interview broadcast on ABC early Monday, Conway spoke with George Stephanopoulos.
I have no evidence, but that's why there's an investigation in Congress. That's particularly what investigations are for.
Neither the White House nor senior intelligence officials have offered any information that would indicate any wiretapping took place, and an Obama spokesman says that the allegation is simply false. This is VOA News.